Our coverage from the infield at Drake Stadium continues on 92.1 KRLS here at the Sprint Medley Relay from Pella. Starting off the day with a huge fourth place finish in PR. JC Trine, Cameron Long, Delaney Reynolds, and Marissa Hackman. JC, just 12 hours ago, you finished in the 4x4 as the second seed, and now here you are starting the morning with a great race. What was it like out there to kick off Championship Saturday with such a big success here?
It was fun. You know, we had to get up early, but that's part of the fun of it. So, yeah, we are really hyping each other up at camp, and, yeah, we're excited.
Well, and Cameron, I know you missed out on qualifying for some of the relays here today, but obviously this caps a really fun first weekend for you here at Drake Stadium. Your thoughts about being able to finish it so strong with this group of girls?
I'm just super proud of everyone, and I know I'm going to miss the seniors a lot because they have so much faith in me, and they mean the world to me.
These are what we call the bittersweet interviews here on KRLS after 7 years at Drake Stadium. Delaney, I've been talking to you now for 3 years up here. You cap it off with a huge PR. I know you wanted to be in the 4x1 and 4x2 and all those other things later, but your thoughts about being able to finish off your career so strong with this group of girls?
Yeah, like you said, this is pretty bittersweet as this was our one race today, and it was the last for me ever. Obviously, Marissa's going to go on to run in college, but yeah, running on Pella Dutch these past 2 years has been, you know, what has got me through high school, and just finishing out on a fourth place couldn't be any better, you know. So proud of these girls. I'm proud of the freshmen and Kelsey, a sophomore. And honestly, I just hope that we left them stronger and left them in a good standing. We'll miss them for sure.
Well, Marissa, you first of all have been used to be reluctant at this. You're now doing these interviews more willingly, so I appreciate that. But so much of your story obviously is tied with Delaney. Last year you overcame an injury, got back here, but it wasn't what you wanted. What was it like to finish so strong and have such a great season in your final time in the green and white?
It's just such a great feeling to be back here with everyone. And yeah, like you said, last year I had an injury, so that just makes this year so much special. And Delaney, we've always been together, and it's just like, I don't know, I'm just really glad that we could go out with such a big, like, a big accomplishment.
Oh, that's the thing, Delaney. So much of your story is tied to Marissa. What's that mean to be able to share this moment with her one more time?
Oh, boy. Yeah, Marissa's my girl. We've been through every step together as a tiny little freshman and a super nervous sophomore. Me and Marissa have always been together. And we have a pretty secret handshake that we do before every race. And without her, I would not be here today. And we, obviously, this team would not be here. So I think she's going to be one of the biggest parts that I miss about Pella Dutch Track.
Well, and of course, I'll miss seeing you two ladies here on the infield, but it's been a joy to follow your careers. We'll talk to those two ladies later. But congratulations on an excellent season and excellent career. Thank you for your time and your interviews. Appreciate it, ladies.
Thank you, Andrew.